This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. The U.S. Energy Department wants to switch to less stringent testing for detecting cancer-causing chemicals at and around one of its premier nuclear weapons laboratories, despite concerns from environmentalists and New Mexico regulators. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the federal agency is using New Mexico's three-year review of surface water rules to push for a test at Los Alamos National Laboratory that's more limited in detecting polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. Medical research has shown the chemicals can cause cancer, impair children's brain development, hurt reproductive systems, and increase the chance of heart and liver diseases. The Energy Department asserts that its testing would be sufficient and that the current method required by the state goes far beyond what's necessary. The Taos-based Amigos Bravos Water Conservation Organization bashed the proposed testing change as another attempt by the Energy Department to cut corners on safeguarding public health. The U.S. Department of Justice announced today that Oklahoma City-based Devon Energy Corporation has agreed to a $6.1 million settlement with the federal government over allegations it underpaid royalties on federal leases. The settlement resolves allegations that Devon underpaid and underreported royalties from federal natural gas leases in Wyoming and New Mexico. Acting Assistant Attorney General Brian Boynton of the Justice Department's Civil Division said this settlement demonstrates that the federal government will hold accountable those who take improper advantage of public resources. Devon disputed the federal allegations and did not admit liability as part of the agreement. Cannon Air Force Base is starting work with nearby landowners to test their water and soil for a group of chemicals known as PFAS. The Albuquerque Journal reported the tests will help the military determine where underground contamination migrated off the base. PER and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, leaked into the ground from firefighting foam used in military training exercises in New Mexico and around the country. John Kern, director of the Clean Water Partnership at Cannon, says he's concerned that a short-term water treatment solution will not be operational until 2023. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency links PFAS to cancers and low birth weights. Colonel Terrence Taylor, commander of the 27th Special Operations Wing at Cannon, said he understands that project timelines don't always match up with the urgency the community wants. Art Schapp at nearby Highland Dairy said he euthanized at least 1,000 cows because of PFAS in the animals' meat and milk. The Navajo Nation today reported 20 more COVID-19 cases, but no additional deaths. The latest numbers pushed the tribe's totals to 33,800 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 1,442 related deaths from the virus since the pandemic began. Based on cases from September 10th to 23rd, the Navajo Department of Health issued an advisory for 40 communities due to an uncontrolled spread of COVID-19. Navajo officials are urging people to get vaccinated, wear masks while in public, and minimize their travel. Officials said all Navajo Nation executive branch employees will need to be fully vaccinated against the virus by the end of the month or submit to regular testing. Any worker who does not show proof of vaccination by September 29th must be tested every 2 weeks or face discipline. This is KUNM.